If you could choose any player, any NFL great from the past, to be your teammate on this current Houston Texans roster, who are you going to go with?
I don't know. Like, offensive line or just anyone?
Anybody.
I think it'd be cool. I don't know, to play with, like, have someone like Troy Polamalu or something. I mean, okay. I don't know. Or an older player like Ronnie Lott or something. Like,
I like it. You know? I like it. Was Polamalu your favorite growing up?
I mean, I was an lineman and he was a safety. We always cheered for him because, you know, he was a representative of Polynesian culture, man. You know, he's a Samoan guy, and, you know, even though I'm biased from the school across town, not his, but, you know, we always cheered for the Polynesian guys who growing up.
He was just fun to watch, too, whether mm-hmm. Polynesian, white, black. I mean, he was just an exciting guy to see on the field.
No doubt.
Yeah. What's it like being a rookie under Bill O'Brien as opposed to being a second or a third year player mm-hmm. under Bill O'Brien?
Well, I think as a rookie, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you come in and, you know, you're learning a new offense that you had no idea about before. You're surrounded by veterans, you know, great players. When I came in, you know, we had guys like, you know, Andre Johnson on the team. You know, we still have Dwayne Brown, guys like Chris Myers. Vets have been around for a very long time and know what they're doing. And as a rookie, you just try to soak it all in, man. You try to, you know, really keep your mouth shut, listen, pay attention, and speak when spoken to.
Give me your favorite primetime memory as a Houston Texan.
I probably have to say last year. Last year when we played the Bengals on Monday night and they were 8-0. And I think that was my first start after coming back from being hurt. And, you know, they were a very good team. And we pulled one out and we upset them on Monday night. And that was, I guess that was a big deal for our team at that point.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. It was a fun one. It's a good mm-hmm. choice. Mm-hmm. It's one that a lot of your teammates have chosen too. So mm-hmm. when this place is as loud as it gets and it's rocking on game day, mm-hmm. how would you describe it?
It's an atmosphere you can't really describe unless you're here. And I mean, being on the field is even 10 times crazier than being in the stands. There's just so much energy and so much passion. You can tell with the city of Houston. I know I definitely feel it, and I know our team does too. And I think that, you know, the support that we receive, I think Coach O'Brien says that all the time. Our fans are some of the best in the NFL, if not the best. You know, it's special to be a part of.
How excited are you to be able to head down to Mexico City, mm-hmm. playing a game? I know your focus, your main focus is beating the Raiders, but right. around that,
yeah.
how pumped are you?
We're all excited. Like I told you, I've never been out of the country before, and interested to see, you know, how other countries are ran, and particularly Mexico, and how they do it, and authentic food. You know, I love Mexican food, and, you know, obviously we'll be there for a short time, but, you know, I think just meeting people, being able to speak Spanish, and obviously the most important thing, winning, will make that trip, I guess, make or break that trip.